the new book?
Yeah, things are gonna be pretty crazy for me after the release. Los Angeles in January, San Francisco, and the whole West Coast thing, really. I'm told to expect big things out there.
You sound like you're bragging.
That's because I am bragging. I can't breathe here, and you seem to resent my presence.
Well, you're a cruel, miserable person.
I loved your book. Of course, I had achieved considerably more than you by now.
You'll need a country retreat.
I hope this will be good for us, but especially for me.
Okay, here's the deal. Jason Schwartzman plays an acerbic, alienated New York writer trying to come to terms with his career on the eve of publishing his second novel in Listen Up, Philip. When he is taken under the wing of another author, he finds his life falling apart around him. There are some sardonically hilarious moments in Listen Up, Philip, particularly for those who have known anyone who desperately wanted to be the tortured writer and forced his angst upon themselves. Things get a bit ridiculous in a Woody Allen sort of way when the social pariah finds himself the object of an unnatural number of attractive women, but I chalk that up to more literary and academic fantasy. Ultimately, Listen Up, Philip is a way to enjoy one's life imploding from a safe distance. It's not fulfilling, and you won't like the characters, but there's a certain degree of entertainment value in watching them flounder around on screen. Listen Up, Philip gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.